From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. The White House welcomes Aung San Suu Kyi on her first official visit to Washington. When President Obama met with Myanmar's Aung San Suu Kyi at her home in Rangoon in 2014, he pledged continued support for that country's democratic reforms and received assurances that despite difficulties, those reforms would continue. Now it's time for a reality check. Cindy Sain has more for VOA.
It will be her first visit to the U.S. as state counselor and foreign minister. She spent more than 20 years under house arrest in her country, formerly known as Burma. White House officials say the president is eager to hear Aung San Suu Kyi's views on how far the U.S. should go in lifting sanctions against the military-backed government. At Tuesday's State Department briefing, Deputy Spokesperson Mark Toner said lifting sanctions is tied to democratic reforms.
We're not ready to pull back all those sanctions yet. Some remain in place, and we always retain the right to continue those as long as we feel they're useful.
Cindy Sain, VOA News, the White House.
A Syrian ceasefire brokered by the United States and Russia appeared to be generally holding across that war-torn country, but aid distribution to besieged towns and areas, a key part of the deal, remains on hold, with the Syrian government insisting any humanitarian assistance to the city of Aleppo has to be coordinated with Damascus. Aid agencies say they're waiting in other cases for guarantees of safe passage from not just President Bashar al-Assad's regime, but also from other warring parties. Stefan de Mistura, the U.S. Special Envoy for Syria, told reporters there has been a significant drop in violence. This is VOA News. President Obama has set a goal to admit about 10,000 more refugees to the country. That number, some 110,000, is more than his stated initial goal and about 30% higher than this year. The last time the U.S. set a resettlement goal as high as this was during Bill Clinton's presidency in 1995, when Clinton agreed to accept 112,000 refugees. During the 2015 fiscal year, the U.S. admitted just 70,000 refugees. Former Israeli President Shimon Peres is in critical but stable condition, but improving today after he suffered a major stroke Tuesday and experienced heavy bleeding in the brain. The 93-year-old Nobel laureate remained hospitalized in the intensive care unit of the hospital in Ramat Gan near Tel Aviv. Professor Rafi Walden is Shimon Peres's physician and his son-in-law.
We're happy to remark that when the sedation was a little lessened, he was reactive, he responded to our appeals to him, and we'll keep very close to him during the day. And hopefully that next time when the sedation will be lessened, we hope again to be able to get in touch with him. Anyway, he's listening and he's understanding what's happening when the sedation is released. So we are hoping for the best.
Despite suffering a mild heart attack in January, Peres has been active in public life since then with a grueling schedule. He's been in the forefront of Israeli public life for nearly 70 years, serving twice as prime minister, along with extended terms as foreign, defense, and finance minister. Former Secretary of State Colin Powell, in newly leaked emails, calls Donald Trump a national disgrace and laments Hillary Clinton's attempt to equate her email practices with his. These emails were first reported by the BuzzFeed News website late Tuesday. Powell, a respected retired general who served under Republican presidential administrations, told BuzzFeed that he does not deny the email's authenticity. In a subsequent statement to NBC News, Powell said the hackers have a lot more of his emails. In these emails, Powell said he stayed relatively quiet during the rise of Trump, the Republican presidential nominee. To go on and call him an idiot just emboldens him, said Powell. He also criticized Clinton aides for tying him into the controversy over the Democratic nominee's use of a private email server while she was Secretary of State. Powell has acknowledged using a commercial email address for some official business. Clinton avoided using the State Department's email completely using a private email server. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.